White House steers clear. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
As you all know, the Department of Justice is independent, and we will not politically interfere.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre rejecting the latest questions about classified documents, including materials found at former Vice President Mike Pence's home in Indiana, where attorneys say a small number of documents had classified markings.
The documents were collected at Pence's home by the FBI after Pence's team notified the National Archives of the discovery last week. Following revelations of classified material at the home and a former office of President Biden dating back to his time as vice president, Pence directed his attorneys to review records stored in his home and the office of his political advocacy group.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The attorneys say Pence was not aware the documents had been inadvertently boxed and transported to the home. President Biden meeting with Democratic congressional leaders days after the U.S. hit its borrowing limit. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says default would be a catastrophe for working families.
And playing brinksmanship, taking hostages, is being risky and not caring about average people.
He's criticizing a Republican push to make a deal with spending cuts. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says he thinks the solution has to come from the House Speaker and the President. The head of Ticketmaster's parent company blaming bots for the pre-sale collapse of Taylor Swift tickets. They had more than 3 billion requests.
This is what led to a terrible consumer experience, which we deeply regret.
Live Nation President Joe Birch called at a Senate hearing on the ticket industry and concerns about competition. The Justice Department approved the merger of Ticketmaster and Live Nation in 2010 and is investigating last year's meltdown. A mixed day overall on Wall Street. But for the Dow, 3 wins in a row, up about 104 points at the closing bell. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
President Biden is urging Congress to pass a ban on assault weapons, reintroduced by Senator Dianne Feinstein after a second mass shooting in 2 days in her home state, California.
San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus says suspected shooter Chin Lu Zhao used a legally owned semi-automatic handgun to open fire at the Mountain Mushroom Farm in Half Moon Bay, his place of work, and at a nearby location, killing 7 people and injuring 1 other.
The victim at the hospital is out of surgery and stable.
Noting the victims, 1 woman and 7 men are of Hispanic and Asian descent, but the gender of the survivor is unclear.
Only known connection between the victims and the suspect is that they may have been co-workers.
Adding evidence suggests workplace violence. The county's district attorney says Zhao will be arraigned Wednesday on charges still to be determined.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The Saturday shooting at a dance studio that left 11 dead also remains under investigation, though that gunman later killed himself. The man accused of a racist attack that killed 23 people at a Texas Walmart in 2019 is now expected to plead guilty to federal charges after the death penalty was taken off the table. However, he could still end up on death row if convicted on state charges. 2022, a more dangerous year for journalism.
At least 67 news media workers were killed last year, according to the Committee to Protect Journalism. That's up 50% from the year before. At least 13 journalist deaths were reported in Mexico, 15 in Ukraine, 7 in Haiti, some killed by gangs, at least 2 shot by police, and 1 death in the United States. Las Vegas Review-Journal reporter Jeff German stabbed to death outside his home in September. The suspect there is a county administrator who lost a Democratic Party primary after German reported on accusations of a hostile work environment and an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Recapping stocks, the Dow up 104, but the S&P and the NASDAQ finished lower. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.